بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Start another chapter today. باب الصدقة على الميت والدعاء له. The chapter on charity and making dua for the deceased. So the chapter on giving charity and making dua for those that have passed away. Now the muhaddithin, the style was that when they would present a chapter, they would first show that this is the heading of the chapter and this is the proof. Everything in our deen is done with some type of proof, some type of subut, that there is some substance for what we are doing. It's not that we just thought of doing something and we decided that let us make dua now for those people that have passed away. Let us give charity for those people that have passed away. There is some evidence for it in our deen to say that it is permissible to do this. So now this is the style of the muhaddithin. They will start off from the strongest point being Quran. So they will quote an ayat of the Quran generally. And then after that they'll substantiate what they are saying in the chapter with bringing hadith. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi starts off this chapter by bringing ayat of the Quran. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. This ayat comes in Surah Hashr. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Muhajirin and the Ansar. Muhajirin and Ansar. So to understand this ayat, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, those that say after them, those that say after the Muhajirin and the Ansar, يقولون, they supplicate and they say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and forgive our brothers that came before us with Iman. So this shows us that this is proof that we can make dua for those that have passed away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those that come after the Muhajirin and Ansar, and they say, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us firstly. In other words, we are in need. Therefore, it shows us that when we're making dua also for those that have passed away, they don't forget ourselves as though we are not in need. We are also in need of dua. So make dua for ourselves and for them. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers that have passed us, that have preceded us with Iman. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أمي أفتتلت نفسها. عائشة رضي الله عنها says that a man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my mother passed away suddenly. In other words, she didn't have like a terminal illness where she was sick for a while. Just suddenly my mother passed away. وَأُرَاهَا لُو تَكَلَّمَتْ تَصَدَّقَتْ. And I think, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if my mother could speak, she would say, give charity. She would say this, give charity. فَهَلْ لَهَا أَجْرٌ إِن تَصَدَّقْتُ عَنْهَا. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I give sadaqah on behalf of my mother that passed away, will she get the reward? قَالَ نَعَمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother will get the reward if you give charity on her behalf. Now, we might ask ourselves that why specifically charity? Because charity is such a thing, when a person's eyes closes, then he realizes the benefits of the charity that he's given. Obviously, the works that the person has done that will benefit, as we come to the next hadith. But charity is something that is ongoing. For example, a person has built a masjid, he's built a madrasa, he spent on a borehole. So long as these things are now functioning, these things are in existence, while this person is in his qabr, he's getting the sawab, and he can see the benefit of the charity. Now we can see that what I spent in this world, I'm actually seeing it here and I'm receiving it here. So a person will wish at that time, فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُبْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will say that I will now wish that I could, if I've got more time, I've got this extra time, this respite to go back into the dunya, I will give sadaqah. At that time the person now says, now I'll give sadaqah, because he realizes what a valuable thing sadaqah is. So this sahabi had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, see, my mother had passed away, I think if she could speak, she will say, give sadaqah. So can I give on her behalf? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a man passes away, then his actions terminate. All his actions terminate at that point when he passes away, except three. The first is صدقتين جاريتين. Person has given sadaqa, and that sadaqa now is continuous. جاريتين means it's flowing, it's continuous. That sadaqah that this person has given, the benefits are still being seen. So this is known as sadaqah ijariyah. So this person has made some effort, or has there some sadaqah ijariyah that he's receiving. So this will continue for him. وَعِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. Or there's some knowledge that he imparted to people. He taught one youngster how to read Quran. He taught one youngster Surah Fatiha. So every time the youngster is reading Surah Fatiha, or saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or he taught someone some dua, that person is reading the dua, this person has passed away, he's getting the full sound of the dua, of the Surah Fatiha, of the Quran. Or this person, maybe he spent on some avenue, but yes, specifically they're talking about ilm. So where a person, maybe he didn't have ilm also, but he saw it as a nice publication, as a good publication. He contributed towards it. So he was part and parcel of imparting ilm and knowledge. So whatever little way he could impart that knowledge, now this is what he will see after he passes away. Oh, waladin salihin yad'u lahu. Oh, this person, he had a pious child, yad'u lahu, that is making dua for him. So here also ulama explained that how important, one is just having children, the other is having pious children. Because when a person is gone, then the pious children will remember that person and make dua. Like the other day we mentioned the incident of Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that his father told him that don't forget me quickly. And then he said that 1936 to 1970, 40 years afterwards he passed, but not a single day did he forget to send Isal al-Sawab for his father. Every day he sent. So this is the barakat of having pious children, is that they will continue to make dua for a person after he is gone. And because he made their tarbiyat and he taught them, like the previous part of this hadith, he imparted that ilm, that correct knowledge to them. So now they are practicing and he is getting the reward. And they in turn now will teach their children. So when the grandchildren are practicing, then this person is getting the reward. And the grandchildren, inshallah, will teach their children. So the great-grandchildren are practicing, and this man is getting the reward. So this continues to flow. There's one ayat of the Quran, وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that a person will only get what effort he made. In other words, what he strived for, what he earned, that's what he'll only get. And here we are seeing that a person is still getting for things that he never strived for. Other people are making dua, other people are making istighfar. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains very nicely, it's something that this man did in his life, he strived in his life, and some effort this man made in his life generally, he's talking about not specific style, but this man made some general effort in his life. After his death, this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing him to see. People are making dua for him because of something he may have done in his life. They won't just out of the blue make dua. This person did something good in his life. He brought iman, he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did things in his life. So therefore, there's some action that he did now, that he's reaping the benefit. There's a great alim. He was the first mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband. His name was Maulana Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib. So one night whilst lying on his bed, these great people, this is what they would do. They would think of Masail, they would think of Akhirat, they would think of Hashar. So they would not normally think like how we think when a man is going to sleep, he's thinking about this business, that business, profit, loss. So he's sleeping and thinking about this ayat, وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, that a man will get only what he made effort for. So now he got worried that the one side is Isal al-Sawab, they are sending Sawab to the deceased, and this ayat is saying only what effort he made, that's what he'll get. So he's lying on his bed and he's thinking and thinking, and he got worried that I got a little bit shak, I got a little bit doubt in one ayat of the Quran. So immediately he woke up. And from the Oban, he took a walk at night in the dark to Gangoh. Gangoh was Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was. So it's a very, very far distance. It takes few hours to walk. And he went walking at night in the dark. And he went there. And when he reached Gangoh, Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, he was making wuzu for tahajjud at that time. So when he seen him, he told him, "Kya baat hai? What's the story?" So he said, "Hazrat, I was lying on my bed and I thought to myself that this ayat is saying that a person will only get what he made effort for. And I'm thinking to myself that what about Isal al-Sawab? And I thought that if I have to pass away in this condition where I got doubt in one ayat of the Quran, what will be my condition on the day of Qiyamah? So just to clear that one doubt of that one ayat I had, I came all the way here." At that time of the night, you're not going to get a taxi, you're not going to get a rickshaw. Nobody. India, it's very dark in those villages. So I took a walk and he came. Anyway, when he came there, then Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi explained to him that what this ayat is referring to, the sa'a, وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى, the sa'a is referring to sa'ya iman, that where a person makes effort for iman, that iman will only benefit him. Well, no person can say that my father was a Muslim, my father had iman, so therefore I can cash in. Even if I don't have iman, I can benefit from my father's iman, or I can benefit from my son's iman. I passed away without iman, I can benefit from his iman, or some friend of mine had iman, I didn't have iman, so I can benefit. So this is what this ayat is speaking. One shot, Mawlana Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh had cleared that doubt out for him immediately. But the thing is, this is what level they would take to. That it, even if it meant them going so far, there was no cell phone, there was no telephone, there was no things like that at that time. But they make that effort and clear it. How much more we should try and clear any doubts that we have in our time, in our age, so that we can be crystal clear about our deen. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. The person who makes it a point to try and make dua for the deceased, try and give some sense on his salat dua for the deceased, and make some intizam for sadaqah, jariyah, etc. on behalf of them, then inshallah there is great hope that one day when this man has passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make intizam for somebody else to do that for him. Somebody else will remember him, somebody else will make dua for him. Why? He had this quality in his life that he remembered others. Allah forgive us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.